going through your head, if it impacted it at all?
I think honestly, it gave me a little bit of perspective. Was definitely a bit frustrated this afternoon with the ball striking. And I actually thought about that, you know, a few times, like, you never know, you know, who's watching or who's potentially looking up to you or, you know, rooting you on. And so I think that that kind of helped a little bit to be like, okay, like, I'm here. I'm trying my hardest to, you know, continue to play well and all that stuff. And so just kind of appreciate that and then realize that, you know, there's people that hopefully are wanting, you know, to get, you know, kids are wanting to get into a tournament like this one day. So that was great.
Or if you want to take it away.
Marissa, those drives, a few, can you hit it further than that? My gosh, it's like almost the length of a par four. You were bombing it. You talked about dialing in the driver yesterday. It looks like you did.
Yeah, it was touch and go for sure. I think sometimes, especially in the wind, the tempo gets, at least for me, it gets a little off. And so I'm just trying to figure out how to, well, at first I'm trying to figure out what my game does when it gets windy, and then, you know, trying to make sure that I'm keeping my tempo together, which is difficult, especially when you add pressure and, you know, wind, like I said. And so, you know, I was trying to think about tempo and I was trying to stay in it, but I was, you know, it's just, it's golf. It's hard.
Well, the last six holes, even the holes you didn't win, you could have won. You put yourself in position to win. And was there a stretch of confidence there, at least like, hey, I got time. I can still do this.
Yeah. I was getting a little frustrated because I felt like I was missing some short putts that I usually feel pretty confident that I make, just misreading it. And I think that was frustrating me a little bit because I tend to struggle a little bit reading these greens. And I felt like I figured it out a little bit yesterday afternoon and then this morning. And then I wasn't really reading them quite as well. But, you know, at least I dropped a few, you know, in enough time and everything. And I'm just excited for tomorrow and to have another day.
Well, your thoughts about 18. You hit a great drive, your opponent's in a trap, and then she's in another trap. And then everything's kind of rolling your way. And then you got to walk off the 18th green and sit around for a while. Take us through just how that all sets up.
Yeah, it was tough, definitely, just because, like I said, like any rain delay, it's just hard, you know, regardless of where you are on the golf course, you know, if you're putting, if you're, you know, how you have an approach shot, you have to go hit full swings, like all around, it's just tough. And especially because if you're in momentum and you stop, then that's the hardest part too, is trying to get yourself back into that momentum. So when you're waiting, a lot of it is, you know, you're talking to yourself nicely and you're trying to not beat yourself up on all the bad things you did and try to remember all the good things and just try to narrow in on the good stuff.
You brought your brother Ryan to caddy. And how grounded is he keeping you during some of these tight matches you've had?
He's definitely helped a lot, you know, because sometimes my mind will go a little too quick and a little too far ahead. And so he helps me to kind of, you know, make me laugh, put a smile on my face, sometimes annoys me, which also puts a smile on my face. But that's just kind of the, you know, brother sister duo a little bit. But no, he helps me kind of get some perspective too. Like, yeah, there were some times where, you know, we were both baffled about a shot or something, but at the same time I would hit a shot that I didn't think was, you know, super great, and his favorite thing to say was, oh, tour average, you know, because it's like 30 feet I think. And so, you know, it was just like a funny laugh that we had where if I hit it not very great or something, he would like kind of crack that joke. And so that was nice to just kind of have some, you know, lightheartedness on the course too, especially in some intense matches.
Well, I know you didn't come back here just to get to the Elite Eight, but you made it that far at least. What does that feel like?
It feels really good. It feels really special for sure. And I'm really hoping that, you know, tomorrow is going to be really awesome, and I'm excited to get back at it.